Today's Shi'ur Masechta Menachos Daf Tezvav. We will begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach and Daf Yud Dalar Amad Beis. At the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amid, Nitma Achz Min Chalos. As we've been speaking in our Shurim, on Shuas, there were Shtei Lechem, two Chalos were brought. And one of those two Chalos teaches us the Mishnah Nitmas, one of them two got Tamei, Ayachem and Astarim. We speak often about the Lechem upon him. There were two rows of the Lechem upon him. One of them got Tamei. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is Shneim Yetsu Lebeis HaSreifa. Both the one that's Tamei and the one that's Tor, both of them should be burnt, should go out to be burning. So we learned the Mishnah simple. The Mishnah is teaching us that they both should be burnt. But of course, the Brisker Rav makes a very interesting observation. He says one of them, of course, has to be burnt, because the halacha is that kachim that become tamei have to be burnt. The other one didn't get tamei. It's only as we're going to learn a gzeira why it has to be burnt. And if that's the case, we have no right, suggests the Brisker Rav, to just burn something that is not mechuyev sreifa. It's kachim. We're not allowed to destroy kachim if they're technically still acceptable. And therefore, the Brisker Rav suggests that what should be done with the second bread or the second row, that we are indeed going to burn, but he says that we have to let it become possible by being left overnight. And therefore, since we have to let that become tamei by being left overnight, then and only then can we burn the one that's not really tamei b'deraisa. Why is this? That even the one that's not tamei, says the Gemara, has to be burned. Teaches us the Mishnah, she'ein kavan tzi b'cholof. There's a new consideration. And that is the consideration that something which is supposed to be kachim, ein kavan tzi b'cholof, we don't want that to be divided. We want it to be all one. The Chum memorim, the Chum say, no, ha'tameh b'tumasai, the ones that's tameh should be treated as tameh, and of course, as we just said, it should be burnt, v'ha tor yachol, and then one that's tor should be left. The Chazanish, however, points out that even though we're speaking here about the shtei lechem lechem upon him, the halacha is that here the Chum say the one that's tameh should be burnt and the one that's tor is be eaten, but he says that halacha would not be the case in a carbon. He says, if a carbon, we had such a situation that part of the carbon became tamei, there the Chachamah would agree that the entire carbon should be burned. Furthermore, says the Chazanish, the lechem upon him and the shtei lechem are kabanas tzibur. So his question is that we know the halacha is that tumah hutra b'tzibur. So tumah hutra b'tzibur, why can't it be eaten? Suggests the Chazanish that the halacha of tumah hutra b'tzibur does not mean to say that you could eat it. The halacha of tumah hutra b'tzibur says that you could be makriv it, but it doesn't allow it to be eaten, and that's why according to Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that that we have tumah hutra b'tzibur is not going to make it lenient. Furthermore, the Paiskim can discuss when we speak here about this new concept of ein carbon tzibur chalak. So I saw the Cheshuke Chemet has a very interesting discussion. He says there was a siyum taking place in a community in a shul, and they were serving a meal, and many people in the shul, in the community, had different minhagim, different customs, different chumras regarding what they eat and what they don't eat. Some people only eat meat, some people only eat chicken, some people only eat from one hechsher, some people eat from a different hechsher. And the question that was posed to the Cheshuke Chemed is that appropriate? Or when we have such a situation, is it better, as Al Gemara said, ein kavan tzi b'cholok, we should all be doing the same. So of course, it need not be said the importance of achdus, the importance of everybody getting along. He says, but when it's not obvious In other words, it's not being done in a very obvious manner that there's some sort of a machlokes here. Just everybody is entitled to their own opinion. He takes a more lenient approach, and his approach is that if it's not going to be obvious and people want to, we want to make everybody comfortable, included in making everybody comfortable is serving food that everybody will personally enjoy. Amar Reb Elazar, says Reb Elazar, the machlokes that we just had in the Mishnah of Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim, it's only lifnei zrika. If the zrika did not take place yet, that means the shtei lechem got tamei before the zrika of the two kvasim that we spoke about in the previous year, and the lechem aponim became tamei before they burnt the mezikin. That's why. So therefore, since the zrika, the aktara, wasn't done on something which is completely tahor, that's where Rabbi Yehuda will say that it should all be burnt. Avalach is zrika, but if this situation of the tumah happened after the zrika, says Rabbi Elazar l'divrei hakol, tumah b'tumasai, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, the food that's tumah, of course, has to be treated like kachim that are tumah, but tar yachol, but the other food may be eaten. Ask the Gemara l'fnei zrika. We're saying now that if they became tumah before, if they became tummy before the zrika, then the halacha is that Rabbi Yehuda says everything should be treated as tummy. The Chum disagree. Ask the Gemara, what is the basis of the machloikus? With my plea, says the Gemara, Amra papa b'tzitz meratz al-achilas kamafti. We know that the tzitz that the Kohen wore has a power to be mechaper things that become tummy in the base of Mikdash. So, the question, for example, the most commonly applied concept of tzitz meratza is when something was put on the mizbeach, something that was tamei put on the mizbeach, the halacha is that the tzitz is meratza. That means if the dam, the blood of a carbon, the kaimitz of a carbon mincha are put on the mizbeach, the halacha is that the tzitz is meratza. The question here is, how far do we apply this concept? And the Gemara explains itself. Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan opinion is that tzitz meratz al achilas. Anything that becomes tamei, the tzitz makes it be treated like it's tar. And therefore, even though part of this carbon became tamei before the zrikas adam, the tzitz can be effective. Even though we're learning that the tzitz can be effective, a very important concept that's going to come up in our shir is that the tzitz meratzah does not allow us to be able to eat the food. All that tzitz accomplishes is that the food, that what's tar is tar, what can be put up on the mizbeach, can be put on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda sava ena tzitz meratzah al achilus. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree. And of course, as we've mentioned before, why do we have to, Tysus asked the question, why do we have to rely on the concept of tzitz meratz al achilas? Why don't we say tuma hutra b'tzibur? So he answers that the concept of tzitz meratz al achilas is much stronger than the concept of tuma hutra b'tzibur. And he says that the words of the statements actually imply that. Tumah hutra b'tzibur means that there's still tumah here. Just hutra b'tzibur, that it becomes mutter. Tzitz meratza is a much more powerful statement. What tzitz meratza means to say is that it brings kapara. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, if we would say tzitz meratza, so tzitz meratza would affect not just the part that's tahar, doesn't need to affect, it would affect even the part that's tamei. The fact that we want to rely on tumah hutra b'tzibur does not have the same strength. Amalei, Rav Huna Bereder of Nasan L'Rapapa. How could you say that their machlokes is related to the concept of tzitz meratz al achilas va'olin? The Mishnah is speaking, we're speaking about parts that are put on the mizbeach. And when we speak about parts that are put on the mizbeach, says the Gemara, everybody agrees that tzitz meratz al oilim, that for that the tzitz is effective. with Pligi, and even though we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, the Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, as we're learning in similar to what we're learning in our Shia today, Nitma Echav ben Reb Zichin, we have the two spoons of Levoina that are on top of the Shulchan, and one of them became Tamei. Rabbi Yehuda Mishnayim Yasa B'Tumah. The halacha is they could already take the other one and do it B'Tumah. Lefish ain't Sibah, carbon Sibah Cholik. The statement that Rabbi Yehuda introduced us to earlier, you don't separate all the carbon Sibah is treated first. V'chamam Tamei B'Tumasai, V'tar B'Tarasai. So we see from this Brisa that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if one of the chalas becomes Tamei, that it has no effect. It has no effect on the other one. So here too, Rabbi Yehuda should say that we should be able to put both on the mizbeach. Vayram Ravashi, and then the Gemara asks another question. Toshma, the Brisa teaches us. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a filish shevet echad tamei. We're speaking about erev Pesach, and erev Pesach, we all have to bring a Karm Pesach, and we also know that if most of Klai Yisrael is tamei, then the carbon tzibah could be brought with tumah. Tumah hotu betzibah. But what this Brisa is focusing on is what is considered that Klai Yisrael is tamei. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I feel a sheva echa tamei. It's not that most of Klai Yisrael is tamei, but there's one sheva that's tamei. The kol shvatim tayrim and all the other shvatim in Klai Yisrael are tamei. Yas betumah. The carbon pesach could be brought in Tumah. And Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that even one shevet is called a kahol. And the reason for that is based on the Gemara that we learned in Masechta Harius, that we find that Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef, Kel shakai nira lai beluz, beretz kanan vivarach esai, vivarach oisi, v'yoyim elai hinan mafrecha v'abisicha v'nesaticha l'kal amim. At that point, the Yaakov said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me I'm still going to be a Kahal Ami. And at that point, all of the Shvatim were already born besides Shevet Binyamin. So you see that even one Shevet is called a Kahal. And therefore, even if one Shevet is Tamei, the halach is we could bring the carbon as Betumah because of the concept of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Even though the other Shvatim are not Tamei. And the reason we apply is Lefishen Kermit Tzibacholik. And since some people could bring it B'tumah, everybody is treated the same. Asked Rav Ashi, why V'achamai Tzitz Meratza Ika? We see it has nothing to do with Tzitz Meratza. The Tzitz doesn't help for people who are Tamei. The Tzitz helps for a carbon that's Tamei. Furthermore, asked the Gemara, Oyd Hamar Ravina, on a question of Rapapa's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah says, Nitma Achsman Achalus, if one of the Chalus becomes Tamei, or Achsman Sidorim, or one of the rows of the Lechem upon it becomes Tamei, Yehudaimer, Shneim, Yetzul Beis Reifa, both should be burnt, the Fish ain't see become a Cholok, as we've been saying, we don't divide this into two. The Chamaimim, whereas the opinion of the Chachamim is Hatamei b'tumasai v'tar yoichel. Vim Isa, if Rabbi Yehuda is correct, that the reason is that we have to be machmer on both sets, because einat tzitz meratza ala achilas, nothing to do with what we learned in our Mishnah. Lefish ein tzibacholuk, that's not the consideration. So why did the Mishnah speak about ein tzibacholuk? The Mishnah should have focused on what you're saying, Rav Papa, Lefish Ein Atzitz, Meratz Al Achilas. If that's the critical point of our Mishnah, says the Gemara, Ella, I'm Rav Yochanan. Indeed, the consideration in our Mishnah, in our Sugya, is not connected to the consideration of Tzitz Meratza. But rather, Talmud Aruch Befisha Bar Yehuda, Shein Kibbutz Tzar B'Cholok, that what we need to consider is, can we separate a carbon tzibur into two, or can we not, or do we not? Continues the Gemara. says the Mishnah. We know that, as we've learned, when one brings a carbon taida, the halacha is that when one brings a carbon taida, he brings with it 40 chalas. As we know, there are 40 different types of chalas, 10 times 4, and one of each of the chalas is given to the kohen, and the rest of the chalas are given to the owners who brought that, the person who brought the carbon taida. We also have been discussing that on Shavuos, they brought shtei lechem, they brought two loaves. With those two loaves, they brought shnei kvasim for carbon shlamim. And based on, and we learned that the shtei lechem, after that is done, they'll be allowed to bring kabanas in the Beis HaMikdash from Chadosh, from the new tefuah. Teaches us the Mishnah, hatoida mefagelas es alechem. If somebody brought a carbon toida, and he had a Mishnah, and he had a machshavas pigel while he was doing the carbon toida, not only does the carbon toida become pigel, but even the chalas that are brought along. But what about vice versa? Halechem, ein mefagelas atoida. If somebody had a machshavas pigel when he was bringing the lechem, it doesn't affect the carbon. Ketzad, and the Mishnah explains itself. Shachras atoida, if the carbon toida was brought with the machshavas pigel, that, for example, he had a machshava lecho mimenu lemachar, to eat from it the next day. And I saw that the Mefarshim point out that the Mishnah was very specific in offering this illustration. Because we're talking about where a person had machshava to eat past the right time. And the bread of the carbon toida is also something that's eaten. So we think that since his machshava is on eating, that's why shachas toida lecho memena lemacha, you had a mind to eat from the carbon after the time that you may eat it. Carbon toida may only be eaten yoyim v'layla. Deir halacha is huva lechem mefugalim, that both the carbon and the bread is going to be pigal. But in a case where his machshava was lechem and lechem lemacha, the bread also may only be eaten l'yoyim v'layla, and this person had a mind to eat from the bread tomorrow, did halacha be a lechem mefugal, the lechem is indeed pigal, but toida eden mefugalis. Hakfasim, similarly, what we spoke about, the kvasim, the shtei alechem. Hakfasim mefagal as a lechem, halechem eden mefagal as a kvasim. Ketzer again, what does that mean? Hashaych as a kvasim lechel men lemacha, if somebody shechs the kvasim with the intention to eat them the next day, then the halacha is heim v'alechem mefugalim. However, if his intention was lechol as a lechol lemacher to eat the bread tomorrow, then the halacha will be a lechem mefugal. It will affect the bread. However, the kvasim ain't mefugal. Ask the Gemara, why is the halacha this way? My tama, why is the halacha this way? Ilema, if you're going to suggest mishum dara Rav Kahana, because what Rav Kahana taught us, dama Rav Kahana. How do we know that the chalas that have come along with the carbon toida are called toida? Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Imal toida yakrevenu, v'hikra al zevach toida chalas matzis blulus b'shemen." The pasuk should have said, "V'hikra chalas al zevach toida," but that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says it in the reverse. The pasuk says, "V'hikriv al v'hikriv." So we should say the Torah is saying it this way to teach us hatoidus chalas, that not only as the actual carbon, the carbon, but even the chalas are considered a critical part of the carbon. Ask the Gemara if what the Torah is doing with this pasuk is so connecting the chalas and the toidus. So we learned in the Mishnah that if you had a machshavas pigel on the toida, it will affect the challah, but not vice versa. But if we are now learning that they are so connected, then the halacha ought to be yacha ipchanami, that if you had a machshavas pigel on the challah, it should affect the carbon. Yacha ipchanami answers the Gemara halay kasha. That's not a question, because lachem ikrik toida, the challahs are considered an essential part of the carbon toida, but toida like lechem. The bread is connected to the carbon, but the carbon is not connected to the bread. And therefore, says the Brisker Rav, according to what the Gemara is now suggesting, if the person said, "I'm nas la'achol min atoida lema," there's a difference. If somebody, Brisker Rav, wants to suggest a very vichidish, there's going to be a difference in halacha. What was the person's intention when he made the pigle? If on the carbon, if he said that he's making the basar toid the pigle, so then says the Brisker Rav, the halacha will be that only the basar, only the carbon itself will be pigle, but not the challah. But if the person said that he's making the toid the pigle, suggests the Brisker Rav, then it would be very different. Because the Brisker Rav wants to suggest that now that the Gemara is saying that the challah is considered part of the toida, it's only because he's used the word basar that's why the challah is not included. But if you didn't use the word basar, the challah would be included. A very bechidish. Ask the Gemara, is that the way to understand the Mishnah? Al-Hadik Tani, the Mishnah continued teaching us. Ha-kfas mefagel mas alechem, v'alechem enem mefagel as ha-kfasim. Ask the Gemara, the Gemara was able to find for us a pasuk that the chalas toida are called toida. But ask the Gemara, lechem hecha ash chandik rikvasim. There is no pasuk that says that the lechem is called kvasim. And if there's no pasuk that says that the lechem is called kvasim, why is the halacha by the shnei lechem and the kvasim the same? Says the Gemara, elahinatama, the Gemara takes a very different approach. The Gemara's approach is lechem glal toida. The lechem comes secondary to the toida, and therefore whatever is going to be an halacha on the carbon will apply to the lechem as well. However, vein toida glal lechem. The toida is not secondary to the lechem. Similarly, lechem glal the kvasim. The kvasim bring the kvasim bring the lechem. Vein kvasim glal the lechem. The lechem don't bring the kvasim. Says the Gemara. Why was it necessary to teach this halacha, both by the Kisei Shlomim, by the Shtei Alechem, and by the halacha of a carbon toida? Answers the Gemara Tzrichi. It was necessary to teach us in both cases. The Eshmin and toida, if we would only have learned this halacha by carbon toida, Hasam the Chimav Hagav Alech Alev Hagav Toida, the we would not say that they're so connected. The halacha is that we do tanufa when we bring a carbon toida, but we don't do tanufa on the chalas that are brought together with the lechem. We do tanufa on both of them, but we don't do them together. Ava kvasim, when we do the tanufa on the shtei lechem, we wave them all together. Ema, they're more connected, says the Gemara. Therefore, we would consider the kimafagab alechem, since they're so connected, that maybe the halacha is the kimafagab alechem with gilnam kvasim. If there's a machshavas pigle on the lechem, it should affect on the kvasim as well. Tricha, it was necessary. So ask the Sfasemis, if that's the case, so the Mishnah should have just told us the halacha by the carbon, by the shtei alechem. And if by the shtei alechem, with a wave together, the halacha is telling us they're not considered one, certainly so will be the halacha by the carbon toida. Why was it necessary for the Mishnah to teach us the halacha both by the toida once it taught us the halacha by the shtei alechem? Answers the Sfasemis. Since we learned a moment ago that there's a pasuk that calls the lechem by the carbon toida, the lechem toida. So that pasuk, even though the chalas of the carbon toida are not burnt together, are not waved together, but they, on the other hand, they have this pasuk that connects them. And because they have this pasuk that connects them, maybe that should be a reason to connect them more. That's why the Mishnah had to mention both cases to tell us this halacha. Continues the Gemara, by Minei Rabbi Elazar Mirav. Hashach satoida, Hashem nishach satoida, with intention lachel mimenu umelachma. That means lech kazayis b'mena malachma. To have a chatzi kazayis of the carbon and a chatzi kazayis of the bread lemocher. Now, what will be the halacha? As we've learned so many times in our shiurim, that in order for machsheves pigel to be considered a machsheves pigel, it has to be on a kazayis. Here, how are we to look, explained the Rishonim, at the lechem? On one hand, the lechem is considered an integral part with the carbon taida. On the other hand, it's not really. Says the Gemara, lefkuli taida lemibayle. Regarding the actual carbon, says the Gemara, it's certainly not pigel. Because hashta kula malachma. If you would have had a machshava when you're bringing the carbon on the bread, so we're learning in the Mishnah and the Gemara lemifagla. So certainly, when we mena malachma, we don't even have a whole kazayis of the challah. Miboye, says the Gemara, kika miboyele, the question is, will the lechem at least become pigel? Kika miboyele, lefkui lechem. Will the challah become pigel? Because, mi etztafret toid lefkui lechem, do we say that since we see from the carbon side, there's such a strong connection from the carbon to the bread, so machshava on the carbon is no less than having machshava on the bread. Olay, the bread is the bread and the carbon is the carbon. Amalei, he says, in this case, hamlechem mefugel, the lechem will be pigel. However, vatoida enem ufugelis. Ask the Gemara, but why would we say that? Veimalei mekavachaymer. Ask the Gemara, why should we say kavachaymer? Or maha mefagel. The factor that's creating the pigel here is the carbon. And the carbon itself, we're saying, will not become pigel. So, habolafagel, here, if in a case where we have a chatzi kazayis of the carbon toido, doesn't become pigel. Habolafagel vay pigel and din shlo yisbagel. So, if the chatzi kazayis lechem, which is not as serious in the halachos of pigel in this combination, because the lechem can't make the carbon pigel, certainly should not become pigel. Ask the Gemara, or mi amrinu kavachomer kai gavna, is this, ask the Gemara, a legitimate kavachomer? But Tanya, ask the Gemara, ma'is bechash zora karma shel chaveri. There was somebody who was planting seeds in somebody else's vineyard. When we speak about a vineyard, we mean a vineyard. Where grapes are growing, and that's what the Torah speaks about, Talei Kerem. And the grapes were already the size of smadar. Smadar means that it was already the grapes are blossomed. So I brought my seeds into someone else's vineyard. And the question was, is this considered klayim? Vasra says roim. They said the klayim, it's the zroim, the seeds that were brought, are osur. And when we speak about klayim, the loch is that klayim are osur behano even. Because the pasuk says, pen tigdash, and the Gemara in Masechta Kedushin, nanvav, explains pen tigdash means pen tukareish, that should be burnt. And the gifanim, the grapes, are not osur. And the reason is, because as we've learned in other shurim, there's a concept of ein adam oisa davishen shaloi. You have a vineyard that you planted properly, and now I bring seeds without permission into your vineyard. I don't have the ability to make your vineyard usur. The man asked the Gemara, based on the reasoning we are now establishing, asked the Gemara, why don't we say the following kavachaymer? Omah oisa, what is the primary force in Kalei Kerem? The grapes. They are not going to become usur. Habal asur v'lo usur. So the seeds that were supposed to make the grapes usur and were not successful in making the grapes usur. Ain adin shlo yisasur. Says the Gemara, if this is a legitimate line of reasoning, says Gemara hachi hashta. Is that a good comparison? Hasam, when we speak about Kalei Kerem, the only things that are really Kalei Kerem a canvas and loaf. Canvas and loaf also tire because these are things that take root in the ground and they don't
and the seeds and the seeds that we plant in the ground remain forever. Shazroim, but when we speak about other seeds, medrabanan hu dasu. It's only also medrabanan. So therefore, since it's only also medrabanan, so everything we're thinking about here now is not something which is actually a cheftz of klai medaraisa. It's not a cheftz of klai medaraisa. It's only a drabonim. So when we say it's only drabonim, what we mean to say is the drabonim, when somebody does something, the drabonim are unhappy with it. They did what they weren't supposed to do. So Shas is replete that what happens there is Chazal made a knas. And therefore, says the Gemara, the Haida of Yisurah, the person who did the wrong thing, the person who brought this rhyme here, they wasn't supposed to bring here, Kansur Rabbanan. Rabbanan said that such, Kansur Rabbanan, Rabbanan said that that individual should not be allowed to bring any, should not be allowed to use those rhymes. We're going to treat them like Karai Karai. Haida of Yisurah, the person who didn't do anything wrong, like Katsur Rabbanim. Aval Hacha, when we speak about the pigel, there it has nothing to do with a Knas the Rabbanim. The question is it pigel or is it not? Maybe, says the Gemara, what's appropriate to do is to introduce the Kal V'chaimer. There's a very big discussion in the Paiskim. On Pesach, many people, Ashkenazi Jews, have the minig that we don't eat kidneys, we don't eat legumes. And the question is, what is considered in the category of kidneys? And one of the most interesting contemporary shilas is that what is the status of cottonseed oil? Many people can't use oil made out of kidneys, a soy oil, for example. But would they be able to use cottonseed oil? The question is cottonseed considered a vegetable or is cottonseed considered a seed? And if it's not considered a vegetable, if it's not considered a bean, then it wouldn't be subject to the minig of kidneys. And this Gemara that we're learning now, where the Gemara speaks about canvas, and many want to suggest that canvas is cottonseed oil, has direct relationship to that question. There's a very interesting tshuva from the Klozmer Gareb and the Shas Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv regarding this question of the permissibility of using cottonseed oil on Pesach. And he suggests that there was no cottonseed oil in the time when the minig of kidneys was introduced. And when we speak about a minig, he suggests what was included in the minig is included, and what's not included in the minig is not included. So even without going into the discussion of how do we identify what cottonseed is, since it wasn't included in the original minig, then it's not included in the minig that one may not use it on Pesach. Says the Gemara, Vikad the Masnalai, and some have this discussion that we just had regarding Kvasim. And the Gemara explains itself. If somebody shechs the kvasim that of shvus that come with the shtei lechem, and again with the, when he did the kvasim, similar to what we just discussed, the machshava was amnas lachah kazayis mehen umalachman. The kavana was to have a chatzi kazayis of the carbon to have a chatzi kazayis of the carbon and a chatzi kazayis of the lechem. Says the Gemara again, Lefkule kfasim, as far as the kfasim are concerned, there's no room for question. Why hash the kulam alechem? If you only had a machshav as the Mishnah taught us on the lechem, the loch is loy mefagli, that could not make the carbon pigle. So certainly mehenim malachman, that the only reason we have a kazayis here is because we have to rely on a chatzi kazayis of the lechem, mibayi, certainly the carbon will not become pigled, the animal. The question was, what will be the status of the lechem? Mimitztarfei kvasim lefkuli lelechem. Will we take the meat of the kvasim and say, now that the lechem is pigled,
oiloi. Amalei, after zu, he said here too, da'alach will be, halacha mefugel, the bread becomes pigel, however, kvasm enema fugolim. Ask the Gemara again, v'amai, lei mekav v'chaymer. Why don't we say the following kav v'chaymer? Ma'am mefagel, if the carbon, which is the primary force, which is creating pigel here, ma'am mefagel, enem espagel, hafal lifko v'loi pigel, the lechem, that doesn't have the ability to make the carbon pigel, and it didn't shloi spagel, ask the Gemara, and again, a repetition. Ask the Gemara, is this a legitimate kavachomer? Somebody brought seeds into somebody else's field, vineyard, smother, when the grapes were already at the state of smother. Because if the grapes are not at the state of smother, we don't have kalia kerem. And we had dalocha, that the seeds are become klayim, but not the grapes, because ein adam oisa dovah shayna shaloi. And again, ask the Gemara, v'may lem kavachomer, ma oisa enin eser, ha'cha abala eser, v'loi osa enin adin shaloi saser. So how could it be that the seeds are klayim and not the grapes? Says the Gemara, again, ha'chi hashtam. Hasam kamvis v'lof asur tayra. B'shaz roim, any other type of seeds, it's only midrabanan dasar. So it turns out that this entire discussion references Issa Drabonim. And therefore, says the Gemara, Hai David Isura, the one that violated Issa Drabonon, Kansur Rabonim. The Loy of Isura, the one that did not violate Issa Drabonim, Loy Kansur Rabonim. Aval Hachab, by the case of the Pigel, the Kav Chaymer, the Gemara suggests, is still very much real. So we had the exact same discussion, says the Gemara, by a carbon taida and b'shtei alechem. Says the Madam has l'leya taida kashken akvasim. That if you have this machshava by lechem, certainly whatever the halacha is by taida, certainly the same halacha will be by kvasim. And if your lechem is pigel, it doesn't make the kvasim. However, Madam has not kvasim. Kvasim. Suggest the Gemara who the Huskuzels for the Kvasim are so connected, and therefore by that Kvasim the halacha is that maybe they're one. Avataydu loy Huskuzels abatanufa loy. There's no question that in that case the Gemara is saying the connection between the lechem and the taida is much weaker than the connection between the shtei halechem and the Kvasim, given that they're now wave together. And given that they're not waved together, the halacha will be, says the Gemara, that if somebody had a machshava, chatzi kezayis, when he did the carbon toida, a chatzi kezayis lechav, a chatzi kezayis carbon, that you won't have pigel here. Says the Gemara, Rav Abba zuti boy lehochi. Ask the following question. If somebody shechs one of the two kifsi atzeres, that he wants to eat lechav kezayis michaver lemachar, that he wants to eat from the other one tomorrow, mahu. What is the halacha? Do we say mechaveroi, chaveri keves mamish? The halacha is on the second keves v'loy mefagel. As we're going to learn the Mishnah in the next plat, the halacha on when doing the avoida on one animal, thinking about the other animal, doesn't make pigel. A dilma, or maybe, why was he thinking about with this statement? A dilma, lechem ashma. Maybe he was thinking about the lechem. And as we're learning in our shiur today, the lechem is connected to the carbon, and a machshava on the carbon affects the lechem. Lechem ashma mefagle. What was he thinking about? So we see from here, makes the sheet to the point. Why don't we just ask him? He says, the Gemara began, he had a machshava on chaveroi. And we don't know what chaveroi means. Does chaveroi mean the other animal? Or does it mean the lechem? So why don't we ask him? So Shita wants to suggest that from here we see that when does the carbon become pigel? The carbon becomes pigel when you have the machshava of making a pigel. And anything that will happen afterwards, it doesn't make a difference what you say. It is or isn't, it is or it isn't pigel based on what happened at that moment, and a later statement cannot clarify that. In fact, the Svasemis connects us to a question that we discussed many times. What is the way a carbon becomes pigel? With a machshava or a dibur? And if we say that a carbon becomes pigel through a machshava, so if the machshava was whatever it was, the pigel afterward, the clarification afterwards will not be helpful. Another way of extending this is if the Torah says that the definition of chaveroi is one definition, whichever definition we'll choose, my clarification cannot supersede the definition the Torah gives it. Amalei Tinasua. We learned this in a Mishnah we're going to learn. The Mishnah says, Shachar Echmer Kvasam Lechmer Menu Lemechar, Hu Pigel, the carbon that you had the machshava, and the animal you had the machshava on, becomes Pigel, V'chaveri Kosher. Lechmer Mechaveri Lemechar, Shneim Kerim. So it says very clear in that Mishnah, Chaveroi means the other animal. Alma, we see clearly that what is the definition of chaveroi? Keves mamish, the other animal. Says the Gemara, Dilma, that Mishnah speaking about a case, the parish va'omar chaveroi keves, that you clearly said you're speaking about the animal. But when you just said the word chaveroi, we don't have a clear indication what does chaveroi mean. Says the Mishnah, Hazavach mafaglas in the chas sachem, as we know, that when you bring a carbon under many circumstances, you have to bring the sochem with them. And says the machsheves pigel on the carbon, mefagalas in the sochem makes the sochem pigel as well. Mishikachu bekli. If they were already put into the kli sharis, they become part of the carbon. And since they become part of the carbon, if they're pigel, it affects. If the carbon's pigel, it affects the nesachim. Divrei rameya. Nesachim ena mefagim zvachim. But a machshavas pigel on the sachim doesn't affect the carbon. Keitzad. Hashaych rasa zevach lechem menu lemachar. If you had a machshavas pigel on the carbon, hu u nesachav mifugolim. If you had a machshavah lehakav nesachav lemachar to bring the nesachim tomorrow, did halach is nesachim mifugolim zevach ena mifugolim. Tana Rabbanan begins the Gemara Nischa Behema. When we talk about the Behema, Chayavan Le B'Shem Pigel, the halacha is that Nesachim can be Pigel, Neshadam HaZavach Matirin L'Karev. Why? Because we've learned many times what is the requirement for something, the Mishnah says Masech Tzvachim, for something to be able to become Pigel. It's something that something else makes it Mutter. And the Nesachim is a perfect example of that, because the bringing of the carbon makes a mutter to bring the nesachim, divrei Rameya. Amalei l'Rameya, so says the Gemara, the Rachamim said to Rameya, v'aloi adam mevi zvacha hayoim, you could bring your carbon today, or nesachim v'asar yomim, and you could bring the nesachim many days later. So we see that they're not connected. There's a big machloikus, rishonim, this halacha that the nesachim could be brought many days later, is that l'chatchila or only b'diavad? The opinion of Rashi is that it's only b'diavad. Tosfos differentiates between a carbon tzibur and a carbon yachid. Because Tosfos says, when we bring a carbon tzibur, the shira said. But in order for there to be shira, the shira has to be on the nesachim with the yayin. And since the nesachim have to be together with the wine, so the halacha is that we should bring them together with the carbon, so we should be able to have the shira. The Sefer Parim Yafis asks an opposite question. We know that in order to do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, whatever is supposed to be done will allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But ask the Parim Yafis, why should we be allowed to bring the nesachim on Shabbos? If the halacha is that you could bring the nesachim many days later, so why don't we wait to bring the nesachim till after Shabbos? And if we wait to bring the nesachim until after Shabbos, it'll save us the problem. It'll save us the problem of being mechal Shabbos. So that's what the Talmud Yofa says. and in line with Tosfos, he says that the halacha is that by carbon tzibur, you don't have the option of waiting. And since you don't have the option of waiting, that's why you wait the nesachim, you should bring them together. Moreover, I saw that the Mefarshim point out, particularly based on what we just learned from Rashi, that always, if you could bring the nesachim today, you should bring the nesachim today and not delay. So now, the question is a very pertinent question. Somebody gets up in the morning and he's able to say Krishna as soon as he gets up in the morning. So on one hand, one should do the mitzvah right away in the morning as soon as he has the opportunity to do the mitzvah. On the other hand, the halacha is that the proper way of saying Krishna is wearing talis tefillin. And this person obviously just woke up, he washed negelvasser, but he's not wearing talis tefillin. What should he do? It's an interesting question because we're learning that don't delay. So there are different approaches in the Paiskim to this question. Some Paiskim suggest that, as we're learning here, always try to do the mitzvah as soon as possible. And therefore, say Krishna right away. The Gemara says, that somebody says Krishna without wearing tefillin, it's kilu made a sheker. To that they respond, if you have the intention to put on tefillin, even though you're not right now wearing tefillin, it's as if it's good enough. Others say that when is there a halacha that we're learning here, do it as quickly as possible, that's only in a case where you're going to do the mitzvah as properly as possible. But here, well, yes, you have the advantage of being able to do the mitzvah of Krishna right away, but you're not wearing talis tefillin, which is a real issue. Wait until you can be wearing the talis tefillin. But as far as we're concerned, ask the Gemara again, why are we connecting the kvasim, the nesachim to the carbon? We're learning that the carbon, the nesachim could be brought so many days later. Amalei, to which Ramei responds, Afani loy marti, I only said my position, ela habar memzalech, in a case where the person is bringing the nesachim together with the carbon. Amalei, ask the Chachamim, even if you're bringing the Nesachim, Efshel L'Shnoysel L'Zavach Acher, you could always have these Nesachim used for another carbon. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Ramei doesn't agree with that. Kesav Ramei Huk for B'Shchita, that when we do the Shchita, the Nesachim that were intended for this carbon become connected to this carbon. Kalach Metoida, the same halachas by the Lach Metoida, that as soon as we do the shechita of the carbon toida, they become connected. Tana Baran, like Shemesh Metzora, we've discussed that the Metzora, when he finishes his saras, and then he goes through the process with the Shnei Tzipirim, 8 days later he brings Kabanas, Osham, Chatos, and Oila, and he also brings the logic Shemesh Metzora. The halach is that too could be subject to pigle, because as we've learned previously, first they shek the carbon asham, and after they shek the carbon asham, they applied the oil on the behinus, and therefore the aloid shemesh l'mitzayra falls into the category of something that becomes mutter through something else. The v'rameya, ask the Gemara, amalei rameya, v'le'adam meiv yasham ayoyim. So we see that they're not that connected. To which Ramei responds, it's only a person that's doing them all together. To which they said, they asked, so even though there was an intention to connect them, it's not necessarily connected. To which the Gemara answers, that the moment they shecht the carbon asham, and there was an intention to use the shemen, the loig shemen immediately afterwards, they become connected and they cannot be changed to anything else. The Chishuk Echemet has here a very long discussion, just to mention it very briefly. Our Gemara has been focusing on Efshel Shnoisoi. Can you change a designation? And he has a discussion where there was a shul that was designated to David, that was established to daven one nusach tefillah, but over the years, the population of the shul changed? And can you change the nusach ha-tefillah, the concept of efshel shnoisoi? Can things be changed? And there are many details to this question. Part of the details to this question is, is there a difference if you're going from Sfar to Ashkenaz or from Ashkenaz to Sfar? But one of the main points that he makes is that even if the halacha doesn't want change, but he suggests if the price of not changing will mean that the shul will close, will lose a makom tefillah, or probably the same would be if the price of changing will chas v'shalom create machloikis, then certainly, as our Gemara just taught us, under certain situations, efla shnoisoi, the halacha allows and maybe even would encourage a shinui.